This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Courtney Knupp is joining us. She's the Focus Area Director for Animal and Aquaculture Nutrition Meal with the U.S. Soybean Export Council. And Courtney, aquaculture has become such an important part. It may not be necessarily in the United States, but internationally, it is very important in so many countries.
It is a vastly and quickly growing and modernizing industry. It's very exciting because the nutritional requirements for multiple species for aquaculture thrive on soy, and specifically U.S. soy. So a lot of opportunity for where our exports can be utilized internationally.
Obviously, one example of that would be China, the ability and how many they raise. But like you said, what do they feed? U.S. soy.
Exactly. And China has been where our aquaculture program started decades ago, but we're seeing a tremendous growth in other regions like Southeast Asia, the Americas, the Middle East, North Africa, and U.S. soy works universally across that. But yes, U.S. soy was really introduced and fostered in our China aquaculture program that now we can learn so much from.
What makes U.S. soy such a vital ingredient or a wanted ingredient for those in the aquaculture industry?
Yes, it's extremely high protein. It brings multiple amino acids that multiple species thrive on and need in their diet. It provides these in an efficient manner, but also in a sustainable way. It's a product that's readily available year-round. And so we look at other products that have historically been used, like fish meal. It's a great substitute and, again, more sustainable, which is a key factor and driver in aquaculture.
Are we continuing to see the markets expand to get U.S. soy into those countries who are expanding their aquaculture industry?
Yes, very much so. The feed formulation side of the business is rapidly expanding, modernizing, and education has been key. We have a great team of boots on the ground in every region that help work with key feed manufacturers and producers, and that helps to get the right pelleted or other types of extruded feed into the diet in a way that is delivered to the fish most efficiently and helps maximize an efficiency of cost, which feed, of course, is very expensive. A big part of the cost of aquaculture production. So we're helping in multiple realms.
All right. Courtney, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
That is Courtney Knupp, who is the Focus Area Director for Animal and Aquaculture Nutrition Meal, as she joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It is brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.